Yes, sir.
I'm Randall Parr, and I live in Appleton, Maine. My mother lives in Owlshead, Maine. I was born in
Canada. Can I get your name?
You said it.
And your name, I didn't...
Randall Parr.
Ah.
And my mother is a... My mother's
I don't mean how like that. We tried to exchange phone conversations.
Okay.
Please deny your face. Thank you, Randall.
I believe both of us will be within the incineration zone if this mega tank explodes. And I think there's a good chance of it happening. And I'll give some of the ways in which I think it could happen. I want to mention the following information. Propane, I have a bachelor's in chemistry from the University of New Hampshire. And I also have master's in econ and also computer science from UMass and Bentley College. Propane, liquid propane, when it changes state from liquid to gas, expands by 25,000%. That is 1 gallon of liquid becomes 250 gallons of gas. So a 22 million gallon tank of liquid propane is over 5 billion gallons of propane gas when the temperature and the pressure rise to atmospheric conditions. And this could happen in one of many different ways, due to accident, due to sabotage, due to many other things. And I'm going to mention those later. The Coast Guard study stated that propane gas will burn in approximately a temperature of 3,000 to 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which, as you know, will melt steel, it'll melt the containment within the Mach Point fuel terminal, which, as you know, has 55 million gallons of explosive flammable fuels. Gasoline, it has diesel fuel, it has a heating oil, several different kinds of heating oil, and kerosene. And all of these explode when they burn. The fumes explode, so they're explosive. And if you calculate, you know, it's been mentioned before that if you calculate all of the energy within this tank, it'll be 33 atomic bombs of the Hiroshima class. But if you calculate all of the energy within those 13 tanks, and I got this calculation from the Department of Environmental Protection. I've also talked to a number of other scientists in this area and the chairman of the chemistry department at the University of Mass at Orono, and a professor who's a resident of Stockton Springs as well. And we've had a thorough discussion of this over the past year. A propane fire cannot be put out with water. It cannot be put out. It cannot even be put out with that foam that they use. And if you try to put out a 5 billion gallon propane fire, you're going to need 5 billion gallons of inert gas such as CO2 or something that will not react. And that in itself is enough to asphyxiate many people if you can put it out. But I highly doubt it'll be possible to put out the fire, even with that. But if you wanted to house that CO2 somewhere in the area, so that it would be able to be instantly deployed to put out an accidental fire of 5 billion gallons of propane gas, then you would need approximately 25 other mega tanks the same size as this mega tank, right around this mega tank. And I don't see where that could be. So what is the emergency plan? The Searsport fire chief, the former fire chief, at a meeting that I attended last spring, said, quote, a propane fire could not be put out by us. He said, we would have to let it burn. So can you imagine what will happen to the region? Well, if this fire is left to burn 5 billion gallons of propane gas. Now that will cover about a 3 square mile area at about a 6 foot depth, according to my calculations, and that berm shield certainly is not large enough to contain it. It will just float over it. It will sink to the ground, though, because it's heavier than air. I'll leave the rest of this. I think those are okay. First of all, so some of the ways in which this accident or ignition could have happened would be, and I drew upon a study that was done on the internet, which showed the largest causes of disaster: lightning strike, maintenance error, operational error, sabotage, equipment failure, crack, rupture, static electricity, vehicle exhaust spark, open flames, natural disaster, runaway reaction, power outage, refrigeration pressure loss, vessel accident, vehicle accident, propane torch, vapor ignition, tank farm accident, airplane crash, electrical short circuit, cigars, cigarettes, pipes, matches, acetylene, torch sparks, helicopter crashes, mobile phones, earthquakes, hurricane, accidental bullet strikes, tornado, terrorism, and meteor strike. And we're in the earthquake zone, you know. I guess you know that we're on the fault, and that's been mentioned. And there have been several earthquakes of low intensity lately. But a large one could be a disaster for the whole area. Thank you very much. I think I've exceeded my time, but I will leave this printed copy. Thank you.
Thank you, Randall.